a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning again. This is Pastor Greg Huffman, Counseling Pastor, Senior Citizens Pastor of Brookside. Welcome to the Word for Life radio ministry. And with me in the studio is Dr. Rich Schmidt. Rich, we've been talking about, first of all, God's work in our lives to bring us to salvation. And then last time we were talking about God's call to the ministry, and I shared my own personal testimony. And God has given you a fantastic ministry of a very different type of thing. And I guess, you know, the question is, how do you find God's will? How do you know what God wants you to be and do?
Yes, well, first of all, Pastor, it's wonderful to be with you again. And I'm telling you, your last broadcast was absolutely phenomenal. Everybody should listen to it. If they go to our website or the Word for Life website, it's absolutely imperative that they hear what God did in your life and how he led you. So I really encourage everybody to take the time and do that if they didn't hear the last one.
Thank you.
So, well, yes, and how in the world does God take somebody who has real literally just likes going to church but has no interest in ministry, and how all of a sudden does he change our hearts to put us in a ministry position? So I can share a little bit with how that happened. And I know so many young people, teenagers, young adults, they're really searching, what career path should I choose? Well, I think you made it pretty clear last time, and I'm going to say amen to that and back it up, that going into the ministry is not something you should do just because you think it's going to be a great career.
Or everybody's going to love you.
Right. There are significant challenges in ministry, but if God truly calls you, and we'll try and explain what that means over the next few minutes, when God literally leads somebody, he calls them, if you will, not audibly, but there are certain things that God will do to impress upon a young person's mind or even somebody older. I know I have some great preacher friends that didn't get into the ministry until 30, 40, and beyond sometimes, where
right,
all of a sudden they might have had a career, they might be at the end of the career, and all of a sudden God really moves in their heart and calls them into the ministry.
The next leg of the journey.
Exactly.
Right, right.
So they don't burn out, they just change gears and start a new path, if you will, with the Lord.
Right.
But I'm going to go back to how I got involved in ministry. And a couple broadcasts ago, I shared how the Lord saved me at 16. I got saved. I backslid a bit and then went to a crusade down in Chicago. Got my heart right with the Lord. And I really, really was struggling with what to do. I was what they'd call back in the day a gearhead, which means I liked hot rods and I had a hot rod. And that was really where I'd put a lot of my focus during my teenage years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, after I got right with the Lord, it's like, I'm not so sure I'm headed in the right direction.
Hmm.
So I was working at a gas station. My best friend at the gas station said, listen, why don't you join the Marines? So I seriously was thinking about joining up with the Marines. And I'm like, nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, I was at my home, sitting on a couch by myself, and all of a sudden something just really started to hit my head. And it's like, you know what, Rich? You should go into the ministry. I'm just sat there, and of course this isn't an audible conversation with God, but
yeah,
somehow the Holy Spirit was impressing, if you will, on me that there's something better. There's a better path for me, not necessarily
a different battlefield.
Yeah, a very different battlefield. Maybe not quite as dangerous for sure, but certainly has its obstacles.
Right.
But I'm sitting there and it's like, I was just ready to make the application. I'd already called the recruiter and here I'm ready to go. And I wanted to go. I mean, this sounded like a great opportunity. But God was saying, at least I believe it was God at the time, was really burning in my heart that that's not where I want you to go. So I'm sitting there and try to make the long story short. I'm like, God wants me to be in ministry.
Mm.
I didn't understand what that meant at the time, my mom was in the kitchen, so I got up, and I knew this. I mean, it was like, wow, I got hit by a ton of bricks. This is what I'm supposed to do. There's no doubt in my mind, this is what I'm supposed to do. I got up, I walked into the kitchen, talked to my mom, who was a great, godly lady.
Right.
And I said, Mom, I think God wants me to be a preacher. Well, she broke down crying, not because she was upset, but because this is what she'd been praying for.
Answer to prayer.
Exactly. And I mean, and she's like, well, do you really think this is, you know, it?
Right, right.
And I'm like, yeah, I really do. And she's like, well, we got to tell your dad about this.
Okay.
So my dad came home that night. I told him, and he as well was very supportive.
Sure. Right.
Now, there's a couple of verses in Scripture, and I'll just use one of them right now. Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no counsel, the people fall.
Uh-huh.
But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Well, my best counselors as a young person were my parents.
Right, exactly.
And my counselors, my parents were supporting this apparent decision that I was making to go into the ministry. So I was pretty fired up about it. It's like this, in a good way, it's like this is what God wants me to do. But I didn't know what to do.
Right.
I knew I wanted to be in ministry, but what do I do? So I went to see my pastor. His name was Bob Gray. He was with the Westchester Bible Church. He's passed away. In fact, I'll just throw in a sideline for our listeners.
Okay.
18 years ago, my dear pastor passed away.
Oh.
And I saw his wife at a wonderful convention just a few weeks ago.
Oh, I declare.
And it was just wonderful to see her, and she's still doing wonderful. So I just thought I'd throw that
That's
in.
That's super. But, what an encouragement that was to her.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
She was thrilled about
what God was doing in your life and ministry, yeah.
Exactly. So I talked to Pastor Gray, and I'm like, what do I do? Well, you had mentioned about Moody's Founders Week.
Yeah, yeah.
The particular school that my pastor recommended, he's like, you need to go to Moody.
Okay.
Well, back in the day, Moody Bible Institute in 1974 was a three-year institute.
Sure, right.
So I went to Bible school, and Pastor, let me tell you, I absolutely loved it.
Mm.
I hear some people say, I hate going to school, I hate college. No, not me. I couldn't wait to get in class and hear the Bible teaching and go to the chapels and hear the great preachers that were associated with Moody at the time.
Right.
And I was just greatly encouraged by it, learned a lot. After the 3 years, I'm like, well, I don't want to stop here. Let's get a degree.
Yeah.
So I went to a Baptist college, and I got my bachelor's degree, then I got my master's degree, and quite frankly, let me backtrack just a minute. Right after I had made this commitment that I think I want to be in the ministry, in fact, I knew I wanted to be in the ministry, here's what the folks at the church did, and I mentioned Pastor Gray.
Yeah.
There were some wonderful, godly, older men that took me under their wing.
Okay.
One of those men was a very, very wonderful man named Tony Custis.
Mm.
He's also passed on.
Yeah.
He was a postal worker, but he was one of the godliest men I ever knew.
Wow.
Tony took me under his wing, Mr. Custis to me at the time, and he said, you know, we go to Pacific Art Mission in Chicago once a month, and I think you should cut your teeth and start preaching there.
Ah.
So my dad would go, Tony would go, there were a few other godly men, and they're like, yeah, let's do this. Long testimony longer. I went to Pacific Garden Mission, and many people, a lot of our listeners, are more than aware of the Unshackled ministry.
Yes, yes.
And many of us will remember back to when Harry Saulnier was the superintendent of the Unshackled and the Pacific Garden Mission. I got to tell what he did. Every single service, before every single service, Harry Saulnier would go into the prayer room. He was crippled. His legs were in horrible shape.
Mm.
He would get himself down on his knees, and he would pray for the souls of the men at Pacific Garden Mission.
Wow.
The street people that would come in, those that were hurting, those military people, and he would pray earnestly that folks would get saved.
Yeah.
Well, I had the great opportunity. I preached there many times.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, no matter who is preaching at Pacific Garden Mission, I think a lot of it was because of Harry Saulnier's prayers.
Sure.
I saw folks get saved in every single service. And not just one or two, sometimes dozens getting saved.
Yeah.
Anyway, that got me so excited about the ministry. and I went to Moody. I went to the Baptist school and seminary. And then my wife and I, before I went for my doctorate, we came to Milwaukee and started a church.
Mm-hmm.
What a difficult, tough time it was.
Sure.
But a blessed time as well, seeing folks come to Christ. And we ended up merging that church with a few others. Let me get back to the call. When I made that initial talk with my mom and my dad and my pastor, they confirmed with me that we see that God might be able to use you. They watched what I did. They watched my intensity, and they basically encouraged me to keep going forth in the ministry. And I've been in ministry now for 43 years. But let me just backtrack a bit. If you remember back in the Apostle Paul's day in the Bible, Paul was a missionary, he was a preacher, he started churches, but he had what was called a tent ministry, if you will, or a tent job.
Maker, so to speak.
Tent maker.
Uh-huh.
And that was basically the way he supported his ministry.
Yeah.
Well, when I started the church in Milwaukee, I then started doing secular work, if you will, things that weren't directly about the ministry, to quite frankly pay for what we were doing.
Right.
Well, I ended up in a long-term law enforcement career, of which I've been involved with for 31 years. People constantly ask me, and I know I'm weird. I'll admit to I'm weird. But here's what I did. I've been basically involved in what I call bivocational work for most of my adult life.
Right.
Which means I go to a regular job, if you will, not ministry, secular work, if you will. I've done that, and then you know what I do with the majority of those finances is I support the ministry that we're involved in.
Yeah.
So we did that. I was an associate pastor for 25 years. I then came to Brookside Baptist Church, where my wife and I currently go. And 2 years ago, we started a ministry called Prophecy Focused Ministries.
Amen.
And this is all from starting out when I was a teenager, when God called us into the ministry. I met my wife at Bible school. She's a wonderful, godly lady. And we literally now on the weekends when I'm not tied up with work, we travel to churches all over the country and even some international work now. And we preach on prophecy. We do evangelistic work.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, it's just wonderful what God has opened up and how these things have worked. I'm going to do a quick commercial here, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
Because of our work and our background and our expository preaching ministry, mainly on prophecy subjects, which is 27% of the Bible, if pastors out there, folks at churches are interested, they can reach me, and I'm going to give you my email. It's very simple. It's R. Schmidt, so it's R-S-C-H-M-I-D as in dog, T as in Tom, at foi.org. R. Schmidt, R-S-C-H-M-I-D-T, at F-O-I, F as in Frank, O as in Ocean, I as in Ida, .org. I would love to come and potentially meet. Or they can call Brookside, and certainly you can get us in touch. But that's how God took the life of a guy who was nothing more than looking at working in a gas station to putting him into the ministry.
You know, folks, it is no secret what God can do. He can do in your life. Whatever ministry God may have for you, He can enable you. We'll talk more about that next time. And until then, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.